Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, at the end of the show, I always try to have some sort of something that is tangible and something that you can hold on to. There's been a lot of discussion, medically speaking, about what is best for children that may express a desire to explore whether or not their gender is opposite of their sex. This is a young woman who gave her testimony on Capitol Hill just this week.
Over the past decade, there has been as high as a 4,000% increase in children being referred to so-called gender clinics across the United States. I was one of these children. My name is Chloe Cole, and I am an 18-year-old former transgender child. I transitioned from the age of 12 up until 16 when I realized it all was a lie. My story is a cautionary tale. Children and parents across the country have been caught off guard by gender ideology. Discussions about transgenderism and gender identity went from being a relatively benign social oddity to a doctrine that has invaded nearly every academic, medical, and educational institution, seemingly overnight. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where nearly every pediatric institution in the country considers it best practice to remove the healthy breast tissue of children while administering drugs typically used to chemically castrate high-risk sex offenders? Raising these important questions is not bigoted, and the refusal of activists to give straightforward answers should be seen as a major red flag. People across the entire political spectrum who believe that this practice is morally wrong have been told that they are fascists or bigots for even questioning this atrocity. Others have been convinced by self-proclaimed gender specialists that this is the only treatment that will not end in your child committing suicide. I believe Americans deserve to know the truth about this radical and perverse ideology, marketed as necessary and life-saving health care.
That is Chloe Coles, and she is exactly right. In fact, if you are following Kelsey Bowler's series over at the Independent Women's Forum, she's putting together a documentary, most of which has included thus far moms who have had their children transitioned against their permission. And we're talking about minor-aged kids. We're not talking about teen and adult or young adult kids. We're talking about preteen and early teen children that school boards, school systems, teachers, etc., have assisted. And you're going to hear more of those stories, the kind of story that Chloe was just telling, because it is happening. She had her breasts removed as a 14-year-old girl. She was put on puberty blockers at 13. Her parents didn't know what to do when she told them at 12 that she wanted to be a boy. But she discovered by age 16 that it was all a lie, and there was nothing she could do to go back and change it. This is the tragedy, friends, that this entire movement has brought about. And even our doctor friends that have been on the show, Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Siegel, they have talked gravely about the use of those blockers and surgeries for permanent change in a child's body that young. It's just not something, it's not good medical practice. It's not good at all. So try to encourage you, if your kids are struggling with this, there's help out there. Keep listening to this show. Keep asking questions. Don't just settle for what they tell you, that you have to give affirming care. Affirming care is not helpful, and there's a bigger and bigger number of children that continue to come forward and say that it just was a lie. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.